The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, one-on-one with Dat Nguyen, J.J. Watt, Houston Texans cheerleaders, and more.
Hola, ¿qué tal, mis amigos? Y gracias por acompañarnos. Somos Texans 360. Sorry, that's the wrong show. This is Texans 360. I'm Drew Doherty at Texans training camp, week number 3, rolling right along. And we got a lot to get to today, including J.J. Watt one-on-one. But first, let's catch up with my good friends, John Harris and DP Sidhu.
Week 3 of training camp is in the books. Johnny, let's look back to week 2. Now, obviously, there were some things in the first preseason game that the coaches wanted to correct. Did you see any of those things being implemented in practice specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing that they definitely wanted to get done was some work down on the goal line. It didn't go very well against the 49ers, so they did a lot of goal line work to get themselves more prepared for those situations. They work on every situation imaginable. Fourth down, coming out of the end zone, on the goal line, red zone. They work on everything. So those 7 reps down on the goal line against the 49ers, although it didn't come to fruition, were actually very valuable for them. So that was one thing. And the other thing I saw them do during the week was tackle. They went through a tackling circuit, kind of work on that a little bit. Because when in the NFL, you don't get a chance to work on that fundamental as much as you possibly should. So you use training camp time to do that. So they worked on a few of those things. And there are a few things here or there that certain players needed to work on. But for the most part, I thought the goal line and the tackling were 2 things they really focused on.
We saw quite a few push-ups as players were trying to get their mistakes corrected. Another big story earlier in the week, Jadeveon Clowney returned to practice in limited form. We saw him sort of ramp up as the week went on. How does Clowney look to you, John?
I think he looks leaner in a good way. I think he looks as good as he looked last year before the knee injury. I can't wait to see him unleashed. It feels like he's sort of a soda that everybody's shaking up, and then they're just waiting for the pop to top off it. And I had somebody ask me, well, is he going to be ready for September 13th? Do you really think that he is? Man, the way that he looks, yeah. And I watched him do some one-on-ones this week in the run blocking. He wasn't pass rushing, but he's doing some run blocking stuff. So he was going against C.J. Fedorowicz a couple times, and the power held up. You could see him bend, and you could see him show the power. I think it was fascinating to watch him this week. I think he is where they've wanted him to be all along. I think it's a big surprise for a lot of people in the media and the fans to think he's this far along right now. But if we could see him September 13th, that obviously is the key date. Even if it's for 5 plays, 10 plays, even if that's all it's for, it's ramping up to bigger and better throughout 2015.
Well, that leads me to my next question. 3rd preseason game, first one on the road, nationally televised against the New Orleans Saints. Typically, that 3rd preseason game, we see a lot of starters. How many starters do you think will be playing this game, and for how long? I'm trying to get your predictions.
I would imagine that probably for a quarter, maybe a little more for certain starters. I know for the first few games, we didn't see the starters, but for a series, maybe a second one if there was a 3-and-out. But for the most part, I think you'll see them probably a quarter, maybe a little bit more than that. But look, there's certain guys you can just put in bubble wrap and know they're going to be ready. 99, you can put him on the shelf. Just be ready September 13th. 75, go put him on the shelf as well. Number 10, yeah, he's good too. He'll be fine. But against the Saints, you're going to get some pretty good work against the defense that you can move the ball against, an offense that Drew Brees can throw around a little bit. So you do want to see your starters. You just don't want to see them for very long.
Well, one thing you do want to see, you want to see all this coverage and more. HoustonTexans.com with the latest videos, stories, and all that.
Dat Nguyen is one of the greatest Aggies ever. As a linebacker at Texas A&M, he tore things up and was a fantastic player. And now he's on the radio in San Antonio. You know who else is on the radio? None other than John Harris. So we got those two together to talk a little bit of Texans, and this is what ensued.
One of the greatest linebackers college football has ever seen, played for the Dallas Cowboys as well. Longtime Aggie, always an Aggie. Dat Nguyen here watching practice. Dat, it's great to have you here. And I know having played linebacker, you have your eye on one guy in particular that a lot of people want to get your thoughts on. What have you thought about Brian Cushing, of what you've seen this far in practice?
You know, it's the first time I've seen him healthy, and it seems like what we saw when he came out of college. I think the early years when he was running around making plays, that's what we saw. I think yesterday we saw the little bubble pass or a little screen, a little flare, and he just closed on it. And it seems like the flashback of the old Cushing. I think he's back. He feels comfortable. He looks good. I just got to visit with him a little bit after practice, and he looks a lot lighter, looks a lot faster, and he's very focused.
How important is a guy, and you'll know this, like Vince Wilfork in front of him to keep all the trash from your feet? How important is Vince to a guy like Brian Cushing?
Oh, it's huge. The success all we all work together. You know, we're talking about always the concepts always are defensive backs and defensive ends. If you're good defensive ends, you'll be a good defensive back. It all ties together. It's no different from a linebacker and an interior defensive lineman. Wolfork will allow Cushion to get off blocks or even get touch at times on certain plays because he's such an instinctive player that he will see the play and diagnose the play and get the football before an offensive lineman can even get to him.
Obviously, the big talk this week in practice has been the return. And it's a slow return, but it's the return of Jadeveon Clowney. Now, we all remember from South Carolina, we didn't get the chance to see him much last year, but what you saw a couple days of practice, it was small, but what did you think about 90 coming back?
Yeah, he's just unbelievable. What we saw last year, a little bit of glimpse, I compare him to DeMarcus Ware. I was there when DeMarcus Ware with the Cowboys when he was a young player. This guy's bigger, stronger, faster to me, it looks like, on the field. And for him, we got to stay healthy, but he's just trying to get back to it and just envision Houston Texans fans. J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless on the other side, and then now you got Jadeveon Clowney. If those three guys can get to the quarterback, that's a scary thought for a quarterback. So if you're a defensive guy, you're excited to be a part of it. And I think this is going to be one of the best front seven in the National Football League because of the personnel.
Okay, front seven looks solid. You throw in the secondary. A couple guys come back, Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Joseph. Overall, how do you look at this defense for the season upcoming?
I think this defense is going to be one of the best in the National Football League. I think they were top five last year. I think they were fourth overall. I wouldn't doubt they'd be up there top three again this year. The more corners you have, the better, the luxury you have. And I think with Kevin Johnson being the guy they brought in, this is a guy, he's not a rookie. He plays like he's a seasonal veteran. He lines up. He got a little swagger, even though he's about a $175, but he's a good football player. So overall, the back end, I think, is going to be the strength of this team as well.
You don't want to hear it from me. You want to hear it from one of the best. That win, one of the best you've ever seen.
A little bit later, we go late night with Brian Cushing. But first, let's check out the Wingstop Top 5 Videos of the Week on HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the Top 5 Videos of the Week on HoustonTexans.com. Coming in at number 5, the Houston Texans cheerleaders' I Really Like You music video. Number 4, one-on-one with Ryan Mallett. Number 3 this week, Dear Drew. Number 2 is J.J. Watt's advice to the rookies. And at number 1 this week, Brian Cushing on his Hard Knocks appearance.
To watch these videos and more, visit HoustonTexans.com.